It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
If you listen to Patricia Rowe Seal talk about the importance of tackling cybercrime, one might conclude that bankers and blockchain advocates might have some very strong common bonds. Patricia Rowe Seal is the director with responsibility for enterprise security, fraud and supplier risk management at CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank. Commercial banks do not always get favorable accounts from cryptocurrency companies and projects, which regard them as robust opponents, being overly concerned about investment and trading risk, and denying citizens access to the purchase of cryptocurrency. One area where the CIBC First Caribbean International Banker has common ground with blockchain advocates is what to do about the ever-growing threat of cybercrime. As Patricia Rowe Seal sees it, humans are the weakest link when it comes to breaches that allow cybercriminals to play their trades. In recent comments on managing cybersecurity threats in the financial sector, she argued human beings have the capacity to be the strongest rather than the weakest link. The answer? Continuous education. She is concerned that the number of breaches will increase, and she is arguing that despite the cost to companies, insurance options are becoming a necessary evil. Education is absolutely key to risk mitigation, and it is also key to getting ahead in life, particularly in times of rising prices. Education also applies to trading and investing in cryptocurrency and planning a future that most likely will include an element of blockchain technology. And the CIBC First Caribbean International Bank executive is correct. Education has to be continuous in cybercrime, and we add blockchain careers and entrepreneurship. Last Friday's edition of Blockchain Business cited the latest Chainalysis annual report for 2021, which stated a sharp rise in online criminal activity related to cryptocurrency has occurred. But it also reported that legitimate transactions were also rising much, much faster. So it would appear bankers and blockchain businesses do have some common ground. Even if some do contest the competition to their territory like lions. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Stockholm network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.